The Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection says the Pittsburgh Water and Sewer Authority, or PWSA, needs to do more to reduce lead levels in its drinking water. At least one out of every 10 homes recently sampled in areas where there are lead service lines was above the federal action level of 15 parts per billion of lead. This round of sampling was required because in 2014, PWSA switched the anti-corrosive agent it uses in distribution lines, then changed it back without letting DEP know.
That could be one of the reasons why the lead levels went up from their 2013 levels.
That's DEP spokesperson John Poister. He says PWSA likely will be fined for that. But in the meantime, the Water Authority has to come up with a plan to educate customers about lead in their water by September. They'll also have to map and replace the lead service lines in their system. At least 7% must be replaced each year until the old lines are gone. But that's only half the problem. Poister says to further reduce lead levels, customers will have to bear the cost of replacing the lateral lines that run from the PWSA service pipe to their homes.
But if some of the excavation is already done by Pittsburgh Water and Sewer Authority, all they would have to do would be replace the pipe.
Brendan Schubert, a spokesperson for Pittsburgh Water and Sewer Authority, says they're sifting through old records to locate the lead lines, but there's still a lot of work to do to find them. He says they're committed to working with DEP. DEP's John Poister says this is a problem that could be happening anywhere in the state where there's old infrastructure or people living in older homes. He says one thing anyone can do to help prevent lead exposure is use only cold water for drinking and cooking and run the water from the spigot for at least 15 to 30 seconds. PWSA has another required round of lead testing to complete at the end of the year.